This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
My name is Julio Rivera, and I'm your host tonight for The Real Side with Joe Messina. Welcome back. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. I'm bringing on a real special guest here. He's actually the host of Reactionary Times Radio. He's attorney at law, Elio Forcina, from New York City. What's the feeling on the ground down there, Elio, right now tonight?
How you doing, Julio? Right now I'm in the Harry's Havana in Bayside. We're smoking cigars. We're watching the results over here. Where we're at is like a bunker for Trump supporters in this city because everybody here is a Trump supporter. What's it like on the ground? It's bad news. It's, you know, Democrats romped all over the place. I mean, you know, it was very terrible. I mean, I'm here in a crowded place right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's horrendous. What we're seeing is the rise of socialism in New York City, and you know, so it's bad. You know, and so it's not good over here right now.
I mean, it was expected. That much was expected. I mean, and I know I've been to Harry's with you many times. I know it's actually one of the true strongholds for conservatism in New York City and that entire area. In which, you know, all those great conservatives are there. But I have to ask, obviously nobody was surprised that Ocasio-Cortez won, that Andrew Cuomo won. People are telling me that his speech sounded like an initial speech for, the 2020 presidency. What kind of feeling are you getting from Andrew Cuomo tonight? Is he kind of just like, kind of sticking it in the face of the Republicans?
Well, Andrew Cuomo wants to be president. I mean, we know that. Whether or not he can survive outside of primary, I don't know. I mean, being from Queens, you run into people that grew up with Andrew Cuomo, went to high school with Andrew Cuomo. He went to Archbishop Molloy High School. And people that know him personally, they say he's really not that liberal. And you see when he gives a speech, you know, he looks like he's green and then nauseous. You know, it's I don't really think he's a panderer. But right now, he fights the ultra-progressive left. There's like a little civil war going on in the Democratic Party in New York City. And it's what it is. It's the old world Democrats, and Andrew Cuomo is the leader of that, versus the rising socialists. And I don't know how he would fare in a Democratic primary with the move to the left.
You know what? I think he's kind of representative of that, because this is how I've always seen Andrew Cuomo, and correct me if I'm wrong. I remember him prominently on the national scene as the director of HUD, you know, Housing and Urban Development. And he was the guy that was responsible for taking down the global economy. People fail to see this. When he was the HUD secretary, he was the one under Bill Clinton that put all these anti-discriminatory laws against these banks. It wound up forcing the banks to create these ridiculous no income verification, no documentation mortgages and these adjustable rate products and all these things that wound up crashing the housing market in the United States, which by extension caused a recession globally. I mean, if Andrew Cuomo is running in a primary against another Democrat, or if he makes it all the way and he's going up against a Republican, that'd be the first thing I call him out on. And that was a social justice kind of an unwise move that had horrific economic implications.
None of the Republicans ever called him out on that. He had three opponents. He first ran in 2010 against Carl Palladino. And then he ran against Ash Carino, and this time a guy, an individual named Molinaro. They didn't really call them out on that. It's really, New Yorkers don't really talk about that. You know, maybe they should, but they don't.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that that's something that should be talked about on a global scale, because if I'm, let's say, a world leader, and you know other countries, foreign governments are always trying to influence our elections, and how are things, you know, the American economy is important to the global economy, and all those other factors, and all those other balls that are in the air, that is something that's important. I just want to fill you in, Elio, as I'm watching the Fox News election headquarters website here. They're reporting 149 Republican House seats to 139 Democrats. So as of right now, before California and that big swarm comes in of decisions and results, right now it still looks like we have the House, I guess, temporarily. Do you think we're going to walk away with the House? Do you think we're going to lose it tonight?
I think you might lose it by the skin of your teeth, or very close, but not by too much. We lost three seats, in New York State. Dan Donovan, who represented Staten Island, which is part of New York City, one of the five boroughs, he lost his seat to a Democrat. And then upstate, we lost two seats, I believe, Tenney and Faso. So whether or not they can hold on, and Collins lost, too. There's four seats. Somebody from the Cigar Lounge just told me that Collins lost, too. So they'll keep the Senate. But in order to impeach Trump, you need two-thirds, I believe, in the House to do that. And I don't think they'll have enough to do that. But I think maybe they'll put on the show. But, you know, everyone's saying if they do that, it might make Trump look good, you know, because, you know, they're not going to have to do it with any real allegations.
Exactly. Yeah. What do we have? We have Michael Cohen basically copping to a three to five year prison sentence for what's tantamount to an administrative error, an FEC violation that would normally be met with maybe a fine and a slap on the wrist. They're getting this guy on 3 years. I mean, I've always opined, and listen, you're an attorney, you're in New York City, you know how some of these investigations go into white-collar crime. You've been an observer of the way that these courts work. Do you think that they, based on the investigation, because remember, it wasn't the Mueller investigation. I believe it was the New York State that was investigating Cohen directly. Did you think it was that maybe they found some funny business related to his taxi medallion business, maybe his real estate business, enough to maybe get him for more, and they made him cop out to a lesser charge?
One of the injustices of the federal system that's used a lot here in the Southern District of New York is if somebody has done something wrong, they can cooperate. And if they cooperate, what can happen is they got a less sentence. But the problem we have
I gotta cut it there, Elio. But listen, great having you. Say a prayer for the Republicans. And on the other side of the break, yes, sir. And on the other side of the break, more of the real side with Joe Messina.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Woo! Cha-cha!
My name is Julio Rivera. You know, some people call me the Conservarican. That's actually a real thing. That's how it is. But we're here at the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm filling in for Joe. Joe's running around. As the polls have closed now in California, am I not right? As of right now, as at the top of the hour, we're going to find out if Joe won his race. We're going to find out a lot of important things before the end of this show. But we're with Ilio Forcina, who's actually all the way over in New York, and I just want to bring him back on. Ilio, California. You're on live with Julio Rivera. All right, California, you're an attorney, right?
Yes.
You see what's going on in California with the caravans and the motor voter and all the issues with the voter registrations and all this and that. Do you think that, obviously New York is a stronghold liberally, But do you think that any of that kind of shenanigans that happens in California, do you think that it happens, like, laterally, like in on the East Coast in New York at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe there's voter fraud. I mean, there's fraud in everything in this world. Everything from mortgage to bank fraud. Why would there not be voter fraud? You know, but to what extent, I don't know. But, you know, you always hear allegations of voter fraud. I mean, of illegals registering to vote when they're not supposed to. You know, always hear stories of people that have been deceased or all of a sudden voting. Somehow somebody voted in their name.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I could see that. I have wanted to talk to you about this too because you've made some posts recently on social media that I agree with a lot of this stuff. I think that you know in the Northeast there aren't enough true conservatives, and by true conservatives I mean that there are some basic values that I think as human beings that we should possess, and one of them is that we should, you know, fight a little harder, especially now that we have our majorities. I don't know where we're going to stand gubernatorially and with state legislatures. But as far as the defense of life, now, I know you weren't a big fan of Mark Molinaro, who ran against Andrew Cuomo. Can you talk about that a little bit, Elio?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of him because he said he was pro-choice, but then he New York State Right to Life organization up in Albany endorsed him because they said that he wasn't as pro-abortion as Cuomo was. But I think, listen, no matter what happens, I mean, in a final analysis, it has to be about doing the right thing and protecting people. It should be about political power or government seat. And he shouldn't change with the culture. He should go 100% and defend life. Otherwise, I'm not going to vote for you. And listen, what does the pro-life movement have left? They lost the media. They don't have Hollywood. They don't have education. The only thing they have left is government. And because, you know, certain people are elected from parts of the country where the foundations of Judeo-Christian foundations are still there. And when you take that away, I think I'm adamant that that I would not support a Republican that is not pro-life. And no matter what the Democrats are going to say that he's pro-life, even if he says he's pro-choice. So I don't know who he thinks he's for. He might as well just go full force and defend life. I think you get more respect that way. And, you know, they're trying to follow the George Pataki 1990s way of, you know, what they were doing in the 90s. They were trying to go pro-choice because they're saying Republicans, because they're saying New York State, a pro-life person won't get elected. But you know what? Everybody's... Like, I believe the country's becoming more pro-life, and so is New York as time goes on, with the invention of sonograms, with social media, people being more aware. People are becoming more aware of what the problem it is. Nowadays, people, you know, they know about Planned Parenthood, African-American genocide. People didn't talk about that in the 80s and 90s. You know, so it's more spread. I think, you know, I didn't like that he backed off on that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to vote today, I didn't vote for Molinaro or Cuomo or any of the governor's race. I didn't do the lesser of two evils thing. I just didn't vote for him.
Yeah, I don't doing the lesser of two evils thing either.
I know a lot of people who felt that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Why take us for granted? Because we're not going to vote for a Democrat. You know? It's horrendous.
Yeah, I was going to say, just to your point...
As a platform.
Yeah. I was going to say, to your point, Elio, I think that there's no use. Like, it's useless. Moderate Republicanism will get us nowhere because, as you correctly pointed out, the Democrats, it's not like you're going to win over Democrats. I don't care. You could be Paul Ryan. You could be a centrist. You could be John Kasich. You talk to a Democrat, John Kasich is another misogynistic, you know, anti-woman, you know, Nazi, just like Donald Trump. Like, these people do not get the nuances in different politicians. So, I mean, it's sitting there and pandering to the left isn't going to do anything but to dilute our base and actually put off the conservative base. Because I still believe that in this country, in America, the Christian conservative base is still the majority of the Republican Party. And I think that's the reason, like, Trump and Trump is kind of a weird candidate, but he resonated with them in some ways. I think people believed in him. Obviously more than they believed in somebody like Romney and McCain before him.
You know what I was thinking about Molinaro? I mean, here in New York State, the Democrats have the money. They have the unions. They have all the elected offices in New York City, right? They have so much political capital. What do the Republicans have? We have our morals. Yep. And when you lose that, when you lose the only thing you have, then what does Molinaro have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't have any of the money that Cuomo had. He didn't have the unions backing him. He didn't have the institutional support. The only thing he had was the truth, you know, and he let it go. It became Cuomo Light, and I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm in the cigar lounge here. I'm with a friend of mine, Chris G. Mm-hmm. He seems to think that today was a bad day for Democrats. He wants to tell you. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, Julio.
Yes, sir. So you feel that today was a bad day for the Democrats. Now, do you mean nationally, locally, expand?
Nationally. So first of all, thanks for having me on. Nationally, it is a bad day. If you look at Clinton's, when he got elected, he lost 60 seats in the House. Obama lost 69 seats in the House, and Republicans won't come close to losing that today. This was the Democrats' last stand, if you look at it. This was their all-out effort. This was their Hail Mary at the end, and they really went out with a whimper. I really don't think Democrats are going to fare well in 2020, and I think this is an overwhelming win for Republicans today, and I'm very happy with the results.
Yeah, you know what? You actually make a great point because it is, in a lot of ways, the last stand. I mean, you've got Justice Stephen Breyer is 80 years old. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 86 years old. Effectively, right now, people say that we have a 5-4 majority, but with John Roberts, you never know. As far as how the Supreme Court's going to go. But listen, with the Senate remaining Republican and with Donald Trump looking like at least, at the very least, a prohibitive favorite to win in 2020, we're going to have potentially a 7-2 Supreme Court by the time Donald Trump leaves office. Hey, Chris G and Elio, thank you so much for joining us. On the other side of the break, we're going to have more of The Real Side of Joe Messina with my buddy, AJ Rice. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
a blue wave? Maybe not, but there is a likelihood, according to many projections, that Democrats are going to gain control of the U.S. House with around a dozen of the two dozen races they need to do so already in their pocket. CNN's projecting that Dems could end up with 10 or more seats than they need to regain control. The first Democratic House race to flip a district saw Virginia's Jennifer Wexton beat Republican incumbent Barbara Comstock. Wexton already claiming victory.
You made it happen when you gave your time and your treasure and your passion to this campaign, and that is why I stand before you tonight as your congresswoman-elect.
There's no sign Dems will be able to regain the Senate. Not unexpected, former Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney wins a Senate seat in Utah. Election night coverage on USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
And I am back, and I'm not Joe Messina, but this is the real side. My name is Julio Rivera, and it's election night, and who better to discuss the particulars of a historic first midterm election in Donald Trump's presidency, then my buddy, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. If you didn't know, first off, his name is AJ Rice. He's the CEO of Publius PR, which is actually my PR firm as well. He's produced or promoted Laura Ingraham, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Monica Crowley, Steve Hilton. The list goes on and on. But I just call him AJ. What's going on, buddy? Did it drop off?
How's it going, brother? How you doing out there in sunny California?
I am doing fantastic in California. I mean, I have a tan in November. I'm spending a lot of time near the beach. I'm drinking pina coladas.
Wait a minute, you're Puerto Rican, you always have a tan. What are you talking about? Get out of here with the tan.
That's true. I always have a tan, but it's a bronzer.
Yeah, well, I'll come out there. My skin will connect the shamrocks.
Exactly. No, you get the red lobster tan. That's the kind of tan you get.
That's right.
Exactly.
I go full ginger in the sun.
Exactly. Yes, your soul leaves you as your freckles come out. I have to ask you though, AJ, what's your? I'm starting to get worried here, man. Ever since the clock turned and all the poll, a lot of these final polls are closing. I'm looking at Fox News. I'm looking at 538. Everybody is saying now that it's almost a done deal, almost guaranteed a done deal that the Republicans are going to lose the House. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know what data you've got, but let me bring you up to speed. I mean, in probably the most basic scenario, they are going to lose the House. And there's a couple reasons for that, and it's not, you know, doomsday. Because I just want to set something up. I'm going to set a picture up for you here. The supposed stars that the left was creating this election cycle, all of them, are losing or have lost. Ted Cruz defeated this man, this Francis, whatever, with the fake Hispanic name, down in Texas.
He's one of yours, actually. Isn't he Irish?
Beta, no, you know what? I'm not even getting into you with the history of the O'Rourke last name. That's not even a real Irish last name either. So
okay.
He's got a fake. So he's got a fake Spanish first name and a fake Irish last name. Anyway, so he has lost. He has lost. Big star, big Hollywood money. He's lost. Gillum in Florida, The Second Coming. Who had a concert last night. I think on Florida International University's campus with P. Diddy and a bunch of other rappers. He lost to DeSantis. And it looks like this Stacey Abrams in Georgia is way down right now, and who Oprah was campaigning for earlier in the week. She's going to lose. So the three stars, the three people, the Time Magazine and Morning Joe and the New York Times told me were the future, are all, headed down to get their pink slip.
Exactly. They're relics. The future
are now relics of
the past.
Apparently, the Democrats couldn't bring those people to victory. But let me tell you who's coming to victory in a theater near you.
Yes.
Rolled out in the wheelchairs and on the crutches and on the gurney, the faces of Christmas horrors past. Okay, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, the Democrats are the power that they're going to have is not going to be in the hands of young or up and coming stars. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in the hands of people that have been elected, some since Reagan, some since Bush Sr., and at the very least Clinton. I mean, these are the old gang is coming back in. They're going to stumble in. Like B-level actors out of a pharmaceutical commercial running on Fox. They're going to come stumbling in, and they're going to start to do investigations. But make no mistake, the future did not arrive tonight for the Democrat Party. If they do take the House, the past has arrived. So,
you know what? I want to ask you something, and this is just completely speculative. But that slush fund that existed to pay off sexual harassment claims against members of Congress, right?
Right.
Obviously, somebody knows. Somebody wrote those checks, and somebody's seen the cancel checks and who they paid out and for what purpose that they were. If it comes out later on, let's say, because the Democrats, with the Me Too and the this and the that, they never pushed that. Went in that direction trying to, conjure up those spirits. So I was thinking maybe if they're not conjuring up those spirits, then maybe the majority of the legislators that participated in that were actually Democrats. So they didn't want to kind of, tip that hand or, bring that out into the ether, let's say.
Say what you want about Paul Ryan, but a lot of these players up on Capitol Hill protect each other. So there's not going to be any investigation into the sexual harassment slush fund, but you are going to hear a little bit. You're going to hear a lot about Russia. Russia's back, baby.
Oh yeah. Now that the midterms are done.
Schiff,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Peter Schiff is back to, base the Red Scare.
They're going to need that. They're going to need that to fuel the fire of this phony articles of impeachment that are being drafted up as we speak.
Well, they've already been introduced by some kook, that I've seen. I don't even know which.
Well, there's this one guy, the Spanish guy from I forget from where.
Face, yeah, from wherever.
JJ, you're on terrestrial radio.
Yeah, I'm aware. So
okay.
I said schmuck.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You don't need to.
I don't know. I mean, a Jit Pai might be listening, so we don't want to tick off the FCC here. So,
No.
I heard he listens to this show, especially when I'm on.
Philadelphia, I mean, I say schmuck the same way Levin does.
Okay. No, I got you.
Neighborhood over.
No, let's get back to what were you saying? What was the point that you were making?
Mm-hmm. There's something else I want to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the redistricting that have happened hurt the Republicans. Okay, absolutely heard them.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing a lot of talk about women this and suburban districts that. Let me give you two case studies. A lot of the phony Republicans and supposed Republican analysts that you see on TV are pointing towards this Barbara Comstock race in Northern Virginia. Okay, I don't want to bore the listeners, but you basically got, you know, Northern Virginia, Arlington, Fairfax, Loudoun County areas. You know, you've got sort of a purple area. This woman has survived a lot of Democrat onslaughts. She did not survive tonight. And everyone's saying, see, see, the women turned. Well, did the women turn on a woman? And the second thing is this. Trump and this woman did not get along. She did vote for the tax cuts, but she, Barbara Comstock, was very anti-Trump, extremely anti-Trump. Never really endorsed him. And I can tell you, with insight that is exclusive to tonight, that my firm represented her primary challenger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
His name was Shaq Hill,
mm-hmm.
okay? He told me on multiple occasions that right-wingers were not going to show up tonight to save her again.
Mm.
So,
you know what? It's funny like that. If you, you know, the those sins, you will be punished for. And, I mean, I learned that and I lived it because
look, her name is on Drudge right now. She's being used as some sort of bellwether. And I'm telling you, it's a unique situation. Let me give you another example. Before I was the executive producer of the Laura Ingraham Show, I worked on Capitol Hill for a congressman, Pennsylvania 8. Now, Pennsylvania's been redistricted, so that district is now Pennsylvania 1. It's basically Northeast Philadelphia, which is all cops and firefighters, and a lot of Catholics. So Polish, Italian, Irish, and then all of Bucks County, which goes up the Delaware River, includes Washington's Crossing, where Washington crossed the Delaware on Christmas Eve and snuck attacked the Hessians. And again, this is a district that is purple, and it's supposed to go. And my boss held it for 10 years. His brother, both of last name Fitzpatrick, obviously they're Irish Catholic, he's holding it tonight. So I'm telling you right now, if Pelosi does end up on top tonight, it's going to be with a slim margin. There's
yep.
going to be Democrats elected in places that might not want to vote for her. And there's going to be Democrats
yep.
elected in districts,
mm-hmm.
districts that Trump won.
Yep, we got to move it along from there. But one thing I will say, though, and I do agree with, is any Republican that didn't back up Trump is definitely fair game, and they're getting there. A lot of these guys, I lost the guy in my own district, Scott Garrett, and I hate that. AJ Rice, we got to cut it short right there. But thank you so much for joining us. And we have.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it.
Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
With Julio Rivera. Normally, this is Joe Messina's show. You know, you guys know that. You guys love him. And I've got some great news about Joe Messina. Now, it's early, and I don't want to go too crazy here, but the early reporting in Joe Messina's school district race, now this is with 14 of 39 precincts reporting, 35.90% of the total vote. Joe Messina is leading with 53.99% of the vote. Second is, let me get the name here, Kelly Trunky. Funky Trunky is second with 36.74. Joe's got over 1,000 votes more than her. And then you've got a third place person who's only got 548 votes. So far, so good. For Joe Messina and for listeners of The Real Side with Joe Messina. Listen, let me tell you something about Joe. Hey, just for a second here. I love Joe to death. Joe's one of the nicest people I know. Media is very competitive. There's a lot of prima donnas. Joe's a really, really nice guy. And he's the kind of guy that'll give you the shirt off his back. He's always very nice and kind, gentle guy. And this is the kind of guy that a state like California needs. You know, on the school board. So I hope that when, you know, the final results are in, he does wind up winning this race because he's the kind of guy that we need to ensure that our children aren't being manipulated by the state and their mechanisms using education to teach them these socialistic values and just kind of what they constantly do, which is kind of, you know, cast a negative cloud on all things America and the idea of American exceptionalism and all these other things. And we're losing civics to social studies and all these other things that we know are the reason why we found ourselves where we were between the year 2009 and the end of 2016. As far as the races now, we got to go now back to the national races. Some of the stuff that we're seeing here is a little worrisome, obviously. It's a little early to call finals, as there's still some places that I don't believe the polls have closed everywhere yet, even. But in terms of the House race, we're seeing 163 Democrat seats to 162 in the race for 218. It's a slim margin of only one. That, however, has not stopped 538 and Fox News and all these other sources of saying that there's more than a 95% chance that the Democrats are going to take the House of Representatives. How does that play out in January in the new legislative session? Well, articles of impeachment against the president, you're never going to get. And listen, even the most obsessed Antifa, social justice, I hate Trump because he's a Nazi, liberal in the world, cannot, if they know anything about anything, they cannot honestly tell themselves and their fellow, you know, brain-dead liberals that there's even a chance that Donald Trump is going to be removed from office. I'm sorry. It's not happening. Are the bad optics going to continue? Of course. The election season is over. Now it's time to speculate again on Russian meddling. You know, meddling and the unturned stones of the still open Mueller investigation. We're going to wind up hearing about that, and that's going to add fuel to the fire as these articles of impeachment are being drafted. But even if every never Trump Republican decided to vote with the Democrats to try to convict them of an impeachment, they're not going to have their 2/3 that they need. So I think that Donald Trump sprints to the 2020 presidential primary, hopefully unopposed. I'm sure that John Kasich will probably rear his ugly head again. But I think that Donald Trump is still going to be pretty firm. And I think that, you know, a couple of years of Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House may remind Americans why they need to vote out the Democrats again for the majority leadership in the Senate. I mean, I'm sorry, in the House. You remember another thing, too, there was some redistricting that plays into this. You know, there was the migration of 250,000 Puerto Ricans to Florida who vote 60-40 liberal. There's the laundry list of issues in the state of California as it pertains to voter registrations and motor voter and voting fraud and all those other things. You know, I think in a fair fight, I don't think the Democrats can really beat us. And I think it's going to be close. I mean, just looking at these numbers, where they stand right now, I wouldn't be shocked if the Democrats wind up, you know, in kind of a 219 to 222 House seat situation if they do pull it out. And remember, it's still an if. I mean, there were polls that showed that Donald Trump had, what, a 2%, 1% chance of winning on election night in 2016. These numbers mean what they mean, you know, and the methodology which they use are proprietary to whoever's posting this information. And I think a lot of people just kind of look at the same information and it becomes an echo chamber and everybody's telling you that this is going to happen because this authority and this expert says so. But at the end of the day, until all the votes are in and counted, we still don't know exactly what's going to happen, or at least enough of them that, you know, defeats any margin. 166 to 164, according to Fox News. It's been a great period, I think, you know, as a conservative activist. And I know a lot of people who watch this show, people like Job who host shows, people who are, you know, active in the conservative movement. I know that if this is the end of Republican control of both chambers and the presidency, I can feel good that we did a nice amount of things. Now, you've had your obstructionists within the party. You have your progressive rhinos. You had your John McCain's, you know, voting against the repeal of Obamacare and a lot of other nonsense. But, you know, America's in a much better place today than it was at the end of Barack Obama's presidency. And, you know, we made a lot of progress. I think if that progress is stifled because we have obstructionists in the House, should the Democrats take control, I think that's something that they'll be well rewarded for in 2020. I mean, like, listen, let's face it right now. If it's tight and the Republicans lose the House, if it's tight, that's still kind of a victory considering historically what happens in these first midterm elections. The one thing that, you know, next time around, if it's already tight, you're going to have Trump leading the ticket. So everybody will come out and vote. You're not going to get people sitting around because they will come out to vote for Trump and then down ticket. So that's just a little something to consider should you feel down about losing the House. I mean, I think Donald Trump is pretty safe unless they come out with this smoking gun evidence that ties him to an impeachable offense that the Republicans would actually convict him on, which I don't think is going to happen. Let's not forget, too, we live in a leaker culture. You know, if there was something that actually happened, some lock, you know, rock solid evidence of collusion, I think we would have saw it already. You know, somebody would have leaked it to the Washington Times, the New York Times, CNN. Someone would have reported this information. Instead, we got all these imaginary boogeymen. They continually rear their head, and they will rear their head again. I mean, look no further. I'm sure by Monday, Mueller's going to be, you know, indicting, you know, a Russian pizza shop owner for, you know, serving, you know, a slice of pizza to Roger Stone in 2014 or something. Some ridiculous nonsense is going to happen. And it's going to stay in the news. But again, I think that, you know, if the worst thing that could have happened was, you know, and it would have made the Republicans look bad was if certain races would have gone against them. I think Florida needed to remain a stronghold, not a stronghold because it's still kind of a tight state from time to time, but that would have reflected poorly on the Republicans if Rick Scott had lost, if DeSantis had lost, but we walked away with those races. Certain races, you know, you were going to lose. We now have the comic relief that will be provided by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for at least the next 2 years and possibly the next 48 because she's young and Democrats like to never leave office because they like living off of tax money. Let's face it. As long as she's not, you know, convicted of some sort of a fraud or gets into bed with some lobbyist and does some things that she shouldn't do, she's probably going to be like Nancy Pelosi in about 45 years, where she's just going to be this ghost, this zombie, this walking dead political figure that's never going to go away. You know, welcome to, you know, American pop culture permanently, I guess, Alexandria. In New Jersey, where I'm from, and there's not many listeners from New Jersey, you probably don't care, the pervert Bob Menendez wins, so which proves that sexual assault, or accusations of sexual assault and pedophilia and all these other horrible things. Bob Menendez was accused of having sex with underage prostitutes in the Dominican Republic. That's only a crime and a sin if you're a Republican. Apparently Democrats can do it. I don't know. Thank you so much for listening. This has been my profound pleasure. God bless Joe. Let's pray. Say a prayer that he wins his race. And let's say a prayer for the Republicans, for the slight chance that they may keep the House. My name is Julio Rivera. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina.